For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, man, you feel me? Back on Fig for the third time today. Don't worry about nothing. You feel me? I know it's been going, but all the homies want to come and we gonna do it up. You feel me? I ain't saying no to nobody. That you know what I'm saying? That's the whole little thing. Big Orange is in the chat, man, for the homies right here. But yeah, what's the deal, Smack? What you got for us?
You heard me? It's a beautiful Friday, man. We done knocked out three episodes. Well, this right now is the last three episodes, man. Shout out my nigga Mozzie. Shout out E-Mozzie. Shout out Davo. Shout out Drebo.
Who? Lil Dallas.
Lil Dallas, you hear me? But that's the other boy, right?
He was sitting right there.
Yeah. Shout out him and shout out the other boy. But right now, I got some natives that's really from my barrio, really from my section, man. Big Bad FDHs, Big Bad Fathers, nigga, Big Bad 12 Gang, Big Bad AC Deucey. We got motherfucking Maxo Cream in the building. And he came with somebody that I thought, when they said his name, I just went straight racist. You know what I mean? I said, we got the Mexican Mafia in this world. Hey, shout out to homie. What was that Mafia name again? It was,
We gonna not let you do this a third time in a row. Cartel.
You gonna let me do it, bitch, because I sound good with it. Cartel is in the fucking building. This is my first time meeting him. All due and respect, you feel me? But like I said, I thought he was a motherfucking Southside or a North Angel. But we got him in the fucking building today, man. Back to back, man. Let's get to that, man. What's going on, Terrell? What you got for us?
What's going on, man? It's legendary right here, man. These two sitting on this couch. This is real sick out here. Real viral. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying? For both of these things to be sitting right here on this couch one time. Real legends in the game, you feel me? We got Maxo out here in the game, you feel me? We got Cartel in the game, man, one time. Yeah, man. Yeah, I feel to be out.
Good the motherfucker,
shit.
Yeah, man. I'm loving it, man. I'm digging it. You know what I'm talking about? Like a shovel.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm enjoying LA vibes, man. I've been out here a couple days now. So, shit, we live, baby. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
You loving the LA vibe?
Yeah, I've been out here about Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
Friday morning, so shit. It's a beautiful ass city, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I'm ready to get back to the home, you know what I'm saying?
But oh, so your ass lying, because you know what I'm saying? Because he hate being out here, you know?
Nah, yeah. I like the views, you know what I'm saying?
Man, who's the mountains, huh?
You be wanting to go back home, too.
Man, Bo just got out here and used to shit, yeah. You know you first come to L.A., I don't like that, too. Shit. I don't like that, too. Go to Hollywood, what I'm saying? Shit, you know
what I mean? Yeah. He like, oh, shit, I'm out, this motherfucker, man. Like I said, man, it was crazy. But I mean, it's crazy having both of y'all on this couch, you feel me? After what y'all done went through, all the whole little situation of what y'all done went through, you feel me? It's just wild, you know. When as soon as I, you know, bring up your name, all it is the famous gun video.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? How you feel how that shit attached to your name like that, man?
I mean, I don't know, like, you know, it's just a regular day in the lake. You feel me? I'm from Lakewood, so we was just doing us. Nigga ain't see it was going to see like that. You feel me? It was just, nigga was doing us. You feel me? Like, it just shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to understand, like, I got partners in that video that did. You feel me? Like, so, like, nigga really had real things going on. You know what I'm saying? We ain't thinking like the world going to look at it like this or they going to look at it like that. It was just shit. We was on one. It just,
everybody confused.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I would have been confused, too. I see so many niggas doing that type of shit.
Yeah,
I'm like,
they ain't, what? You know, it just, you know, when they want you, they want you. You feel me? So I just take it for what it is.
That's crazy because me talking to you and first time meeting you, like, to me, my first persona, right, is when I hear you and talk to you, like, he's really a down south nigga. But when I met him, I DM'd him like, bro, my birthday party coming up, woo. He pulled up. This was how many years ago?
Oh, I remember that shit.
This was how many years? This probably was like 10 years ago. Yeah. He pulled up by himself. Nigga, I had T-Rail there. Tiger ended up pulling up on some fluke shit because he had a girl that birthday party was in the front. He was there.
And, Maxo was there?
Maxo was there. Nigga,
I came with something crazy. He yellow, came blonde,
Yes.
Oh, you did.
He was there at my birthday party, nigga. I had.
He wasted your fucking time.
No. See, that's his narrative.
Nah,
did you have a good time? All the homies was there.
I don't know how to hit the step that day. I just watched him. Right. Okay, I see what's going on.
Like it was a good thing, but when I met Maxo, like, he got the down south talk, but like, to me, when I look at you and you talk, you really got the heart. He diverted, if that's the right word. Like,
he
diverts him because he put that 50 shit in with the Texas shit. So I'm like, damn, this nigga really a 50 nigga right here. You ready for the video? You really got that down south talk when you just be like, he
so
know
that's
how to divert.
Surprising to you?
It's not surprising to me, but I like his diversity, how he like. Nigga, I'm
you
from
like that
Texas.
Country
I'm
shit.
From Hoover, but nigga, I'm from the Texas of Hoover, nigga. Like, you feel me? We come from y'all, but I got the mix of y'all and this, so he got the good of both worlds, basically. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I met him and talked to him, and he pulled up by himself and jumped out that Sprinter, I'm like, oh, he a cold nigga, like on 50s. Like, he like, nigga, I'm here. What's happening? We turned up.
Do you, now that you still out, you feel me, doing music, you doing your shit, videos are still obviously popping. Are you kind of weary now? Or still like, fuck it, I just gotta do me and whatever happens, happens.
Shit, I mean, weary for what? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's gonna happen is gonna happen. I can't control that. I just gotta do my best shit. Feed my family. Make sure my circle straight.
The destiny is already wrote.
Yeah, like, I ain't gotta do all that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, homie. It's just shit. One day at a time, feel me? I ain't got time to be worried about this and that. It's too much money on the floor to be out here worried about that extra shit. But at the same time, move a little cautiously, move a little different, a little bit, you know, because, like, giving me the tweaks and turns, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got to understand, like, it different, you feel me? Like, a nigga's, like, was, like, really out there, like, really, you know, I don't know as far as, like other rappers and shit like that. So you when you get a nigga that's, like you, but they done made it and they done did shit and they doing shit and still currently got ongoing shit. They can kind of, you know, he can come to a nigga and be like, nah, cuz we're gonna put like a little bit, we're gonna turn the professionalism up a little bit. We're gonna take a little bit off, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're gonna turn the business side up a little bit. So I'm kind of getting that, you know what I'm saying? As far as like, you know, how I carry myself and the way I move, you feel me? But outside of that, man, you know, we ain't no monkey stopping no show.
Hello.
We moving and grooving, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I'm over there groving around.
Coming to LA and then being from Texas, you know what I'm saying? Where are you from? Do you feel a need to go, like, you know what I'm saying, to the 50s and be like, hey, I'm here? Or do you feel a need to go at that shit? You know what I mean?
Nah, you know, it's love. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's always love. You know what I'm saying? I run into a motherfucker, I run into y'all, I run into good. Like, feel me? Yeah, but at the same token, it's like I'm just saying, like, cause when my mind being in mind, you feel me? Cause nigga gotta move this way, move that way. And you know, this is the homeland at the end of the day. So it's always gonna be that. I ain't nothing but a DM, call, or text away. You know what I'm saying? Put the pieces together. You feel me? Then, you know, it's a Lakewood thing with me, you feel me? So it's just all love, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving the vibe. I'm loving the realness, you feel me? So I just take it for what it is.
How long you been out?
Like, what, 70 days, 65 days?
If you don't mind me asking, you don't got to answer it, or you do? I'm
no,
not no
good.
Dude that's from the other
his
side.
Ass.
Can I articulate myself to make sure?
Bitch,
okay, well, articulate, like, you ain't got to, but how long you done did?
Just 4.5.
4.5?
For a fucking video.
For a video? Like you up doing a video and they just convicted you of being on the video?
Like, you know, it's feeling in possession of a file.
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying?
So
they seen you on a video with a file, allegedly. Allegedly.
Man.
Hey, look.
Fed in the possession of fire on the feed, even what they want to do, and that's just what that is. That's
right.
How they go.
I wonder how that worked, though, when y'all able to have firearms in Texas.
Nah, it's like, you know, you're a felon, you book, bro.
You can have it, but you can't be a felon. You got to go and still sign up for them paperwork to let them know, like, I am Like,
so I'm still fucked. I really can't go out to Texas right now and go get nothing.
You can't be a felon. You can't be on game.
None of that shit.
Clip you report, gotta say, like, watch the game report.
Man, like, it's different because it's like, man, the people have been watching. Like, the laws in Houston hate Lakewood. They hate Lakewood and Rosewood. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because they feel like we the one that always get away type shit. So they was just trying to take us down for anything, man. Like, anything. Like, nigga went in that federal courtroom and that lady was like, this shit shouldn't even be in my courtroom. This a state case. Like, right. Y'all just really wanted us. You know, any case that you get is state and it can go fed. If they wanted to go fit, they will. A lot of time they don't be worried about it, but it happened how it happened, homie. I ain't finna cry about no spilled milk. Nigga had to go do that time. Nigga stood on business, stood on 10, came on home, you know what I'm saying? Finished the store.
Right.
That's all it is to it, homie.
Right. Maxo, so how that shit went, that video that went viral? Y'all was at the gas station, y'all was doing it. Like, how did that come about and how did
you... talk, the Hoover video?
Yes, when they came and they said it was guns at the gas station. Because I did my research, because I seen it, right, when it popped off. And I'm like, damn, that's the homie. And I was praying for you. Like,
appreciate it.
You feel me? Like, hey, he really been at my birthday party. I really know, dude. Like, so I was praying that everything worked out for the best like it did. But how did you feel when that shit hit the main scene?
It was already, like, I was already fighting the RICO case.
Right.
On London, on money laundry, like 500K money laundry, 2,000 pounds marijuana, Xanax, all that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So then, like, I was already hot off that shit. Then, like, where I'm from, bro, you Crip Hoover, you know what I'm saying? Foreign Part 10s, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You with us, goddamn it. Everybody that shoot a video, they know how I can. Like, I was the first, I don't say Chief Key, but like, when everybody was on that Wiz Khalifa Black and Yellow,
back in yellow.
We was up in Pole Sticks, young niggas.
Yeah.
Like, gang banging our chicks and shit. Yeah. So that always carried with me. Then, like, when me and Bobo did the song, I was telling him, like, yeah, we ain't got to pop it like that. He like, cuz, we gonna come out, we come, cuz.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was just our order. Like, that's what, like, it wasn't no facade or nothing. That's how we see the video.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what you got. That's what it is. You hear me? So, but at the time, I was like, I ain't gonna hold no gun in the video. I'm out on bond. You know what I'm saying?
You smart.
For organized crime.
Yeah.
Shit like that. And like, shit, you know. So that's what really saved me.
No, for sure. And I said, you know, that in saying? The video. When they all was blasting it over YouTube and all the medias, I'm like, oh, thank God that you ain't had no oo-wop in your hand. Because now, they're just he say, she say. They see what's around you, but they can't pin this to you. You feel me? So I'm like, that works in his favor.
And I got a dunk the other day. Hey, Charlamagne, you got me dunk the other day for him.
Now listen,
put my picture and play his league.
Now listen, he got dunk the other day, too. So they both of y'all got dunk the other day.
So you didn't get convicted because you wasn't holding shit.
Nah, he wasn't holding nothing.
So did he get convicted? So what's this phone call like? It's like, I told your motherfucker.
You wanna know how it really went?
Yeah. Yes.
We had dropped, all right, so cool.
Bitch, don't lie, ho.
I'm not. Talk your shit.
We was talking. Then I'm like, man, bro, cause, like, you know, we're both independent, we're doing the music shit. I'm like, bro, it's something called an algorithm. I don't know what the fuck an algorithm is. But we need to get an algorithm. It's all kind of niggas. That's when, like, Chippy Red 6ix9ine, YBL dropping, doing 77 million in one day. I'm like, ain't no way in hell I done did all these shows, A3C, these niggas doing something. I'm like, what the fuck is an algorithm? Like, what the hell is that shit? What's going on? Bo was like, man, cuz, don't worry, I think I got the answer. I'm like, all right. Like, 2 days later, bro. But she was already on the news. Remember, they passed the news, then. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then, like, 3 months later, they amplified it. And that shit went everywhere. And I was getting calls from everybody, thinking I was in jail, caught another RICO, and my daddy called R.P. Papa Man. So he called me, you stupid nigga! You dumbass! You going to jail? I'm not coming to visit you. Why are you going to go to jail?
Shout out your daddy. I love his heart. R.P. Papa Man. Shout out you.
He was a whole-ass nigga that day, though. He was like, don't come back. I don't know you. You're not my son. Like, everybody tripping. My mama calling me and shit like, you out on bond. Woo-woo, you got this rap shit going for you while you tripping. Hold me and we'll try. I don't know what algorithm he was talking about.
You were mad at my boy.
For the algorithm. He got you in the algorithm. You wanted to know what it was.
At my boy.
You in the algorithm
we
now.
We in the algorithm now. Nigga, ain't no turning back.
Ain't no turning back now.
It is, bro. It is what it is. I ain't mad at him about that. I done been mad at this bitch about some shit.
Yeah.
Might be mad at him about some shit.
Yeah.
But it ain't that. We gonna keep pushing. Ain't nothing gonna stop the business.
At all.
You know what I'm saying, nigga?
Yeah.
Like, you know, his whole prison bid, I roll with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, real, like day to day, like, for real, picking up calls. Even when I'm sitting, I'm like, damn,
this motherfucker.
Hello? Like, yeah, on two in the middle. Yeah. I'm like, look, bro, like, I'm talking about walking in label meetings, yeah, but picking up, you know, when niggas in there, they don't know how it really is. They just want to hear your voice.
That's it.
They can change a nigga day, bro.
Right.
You feel me? Like, because mm-hmm, you don't know what they got going on the outside, what's going on inside. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that'd be the part. So, shit, sometimes they just want to hear your voice. Like, shit, I got 10 homies right now. That I'm still sending money to on the books and shit. Like, I really do that. I really look out for my homies. I ain't saying that I'm just little baby buying these niggas cars and shit, yeah, like that. But
right,
I'm gonna do what I can. You feel me? At the same time, I got to look out for my mama. You know, just do what I can for everybody without fucking right off myself.
Right.
You know.
So you ever mad at him in the cell?
Nah, I was mad at him. I was like,
fuck that nigga right now. Never.
Keep it real. I say fuck him every day. I keep it real. I be like, fuck this nigga. You got me hot as hell. Bitch ass nigga.
But then when he called me, like, I love you, nigga.
This lucky motherfucker. Like, this son of a bitch. But I'm happy for him.
Right, right.
Saying? It was so much going on at that time. You understand? Like, I had another homie, cuz was on the case. Cuz ended up getting killed.
Before they
can indict him on some shit. That's why I say, like, it was a lot going on. Like, you know, a lot of niggas that, you know, just pull shit out like that because they want to look cool on the internet. Then you got niggas that, you know what I'm saying, do what they doing because they want to make sure we protected. You feel me? They want to make sure ain't shit shaking and ain't no bullshit going on. But it's just, there ain't no point of crying about spilled milk. Like, you feel me? I done went did that bitch. So, like, they gave me 6.5 years.
Yeah.
So, like, I originally was supposed to do, like, 5 and some change, but I was programming. They passed some laws, some First Step Act shit and all this shit. So, a nigga was in that big program trying to get home early, but I ain't gonna lie. Like, I ain't think that shit was gonna work. Cause I was fucking up too, I ain't gonna lie.
Right.
So, you know, nigga in the bed. You gotta understand, when you doing time like that.
Yeah.
My first mind was like, man, all the shit I done did and all the, ain't no way they finna, you know what I'm saying, about this bullshit. Like, this what you gonna go with to get a nigga? And that's what they went with. So, like, all the homies that they chose, them niggas, they gave them, like, a year, 2 years, 3 years, shit like that. But when it came to me, they was like, oh, you the leader. Oh, you the. So it was all about getting a nigga with a face to make
it more than what it was.
You know, you just got to bite the bullet.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to bite. Ain't no point. You just going to make yourself miserable. You end up crying about it or you end up sad about it. So I was in that hell cool, but I used to be happy. Like, shit, nigga used to really give a nigga life. You know what I'm saying? Give a nigga life in that bitch. Because, you know, when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, my nigga, you doing time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then you and that bitch, you seeing stabbings, you seeing this. Y'all going locked down for that. All the bullshit, politicking, and the extra shit. So then I go and cuz and them, somebody with it. Hey, bro, you want to see this magazine? I'll slide that bitch. I open that bitch. It's a kite. They got him and that bitch talking. You know what I'm saying? They got this nigga in there. I was like, damn, he was a little nigga. This nigga, he a man. Nah, this other, you know what I'm saying? Other little homies and shit like right that. Like, in a rap scene. I'm sitting here like, damn, I opened the goddamn Rolling Stone cuz on the front of that bitch when they talking about Houston. I'm like, damn. I opened the Source magazine. He in the back of that bitch doing questionnaires. Shit. I'm like, oh, you motherfucker. This bitch done made it. You know what I'm saying? He made it for real. Now, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he
nigga
made,
Toby don't have no like, damn good. Yeah, he on the Rolling Stone.
I'm happy for you. He giving me life because I had been quit and shit. I fuck that rap shit. I'm booked by some rap shit, and I'm like, you know what I'm saying, make you think, nigga wouldn't never be in here if it went for that bullshit. Mm-hmm. But when I'm looking at that shit, cause like, and I'm talking to him, he's like, bitch, you gonna be big, bitch. Don't worry about it. You gonna make it. Just get here, do that shit, stay out the shit. He's steady, stay down, cause I'm steady in that bitch fighting. I'm steady in that bitch catching cases and shit like that. And he like, man, you need to get here, man. We need you out here. And nigga came home, can't pick me up from the airport type shit. So, you know, he did what he was supposed to do. It's on me to do what I'm supposed to do now. I'm here. You feel me? He already cleared the path. You know what I'm saying? It's just me basically walking the same path that he already made. And you know what I'm saying? We just doubling the money.
Yeah, I seen that video when you got out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit.
I didn't see him, though.
Yeah, nah. That was that nigga look here. He probably picked me up in the lamb truck. I still had that when I had the grays and shit on.
Yeah, I seen you picking your girl up and all the whole little shit. Yeah, you was ready to rock, huh?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, this shit crazy, man.
Oh, shit. So you didn't get married in there, huh?
Ain't no fucking way. I know what time it is. I know every dig in the shit in your mind. I'm in jail. I ain't nobody. You understand when you a street nigga and a gangster, like you finna go do time. We ain't talking about no 6 months. We ain't talking about no year. You finna go do 4-5. You gotta let all that go, homie.
You gotta forget about the outside and think about what you got going in.
I ain't stopped calling for like 2 years. At one point, I was like, fuck that. I'm not finna drive myself crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it was like off the back, I was like, man, niggas get mad at me.
You was programming. Yeah. You was programming. Yeah, you was like, I gotta leave outside alone, and I gotta worry about what's going on right business. Now in front of me.
It's square business. I gotta get engulfed in my time. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to be worried about what they doing, I can be happy for them. It's cool doing. I got time to be worried about what no hoe doing. He hoping to be. Yo, you ain't even ill. You outside out of mind. Like so shit, you know, you get back, see what's up. You know what I'm saying? And just go from there.
Yeah.
That's all you can do, my nigga. Exactly. Like, you feel me? Just see what's up and go from there. Got out. You know what I'm saying? People that I feel like was here and there for me, of course, they come first. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker come. It's a thing, nigga. You ain't got no food in your locker, and you look, and nigga done tapped that Western Union for you. You going, I can be like, I'm looking at this shit like, damn, cuz about this bag. Okay. Yeah. I got that, damn, my bit about this bag. You feel me? It's just a different ball game.
Yeah, so, for sure.
They come first. Then after that, you know, you just put the pieces together and put your game plan together. Cause, you know, you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
So when you was in there, I want to ask you this question, right? When you was in there and you got your time, you already pleaded to the case on whatever you're going to take, that gave you time to sit back and think about, like, okay, this is what I want to change in life. This the route I want to go, and this is what I want to do. Instead of me being in here, that gave you time to think, okay, when I get out, I'm going to be on my good shit. I'm finna hook up with Maxo Cream, and I'm finna take this shit seriously.
The first, like, one, like, you know, it took like 9 months for me to get sentenced. But the first year, I was in miserable mode.
Yeah, for sure. That's for everybody.
Because I got 4 to do after this. Now I got 4-5. So I'm in miserable mode.
Yeah, yes,
I'm
sir.
Like, fuck everybody. I'm looking for a reason for the bullshit.
So I can trip.
Yeah, like, I'm on the bullshit. I don't want to call home. When I call home, I'm miserable. I'm giving people the blues. They still love me. They still answer the phone, but I'm in miserable mode. So it took like a year or two after that, you know what I'm saying, to really just engulf and be like, all right, let me sit my bitch head down and just cruise through these last little time, you know what I'm saying? Because I was seeing motherfuckers coming that bitch and not making home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was seeing motherfuckers coming that bitch with 36 months and, so like, niggas getting killed in that bitch.
So that year went, once you passed that 9 months in that year and you got to realize, like, okay, I got, let's just say 5. And I had did this 9 months. That's damn near a year. We gonna round that off to a year.
Yeah.
That's when it came to your senses, like, all right, now I'm in here. I know I got to do the last 4 years, so I need to know what I'm going to do when I get out. I need to develop myself to know that, okay, it's more than life than just the penitentiary and this and where I come from.
I mean,
Texas.
I ain't going to say yeah because I was going crazy. I was going crazy, my nigga. I'm mad at the world.
I'm saying, but after you got over that and you realized,
it took like a year or two.
Okay, well, let's just board it down to a year or two. Say you got 5, and that 2 years, you like, okay, now I know, like, okay, how did that shit come about when you like, okay, I gotta do this time. So how did that shit come about when you was like, okay, I need to focus on getting in this rap career? I see my homie out there, he in the XL magazines, he doing this, Maxo Cream doing this. Like, okay, I need to zoom in on this.
It gave me life like it ain't over.
Yeah.
So basically, I was writing shit down. I was like, what's some of the first steps and shit I need to do? Like, what resources do I have that I can use that's gonna help me get there? You know what I'm saying? So it was like interviews. Song studio while I'm in the halfway high. I put all my time on it. Yes, sir. Let me get some of that.
Yes, sir. I got you.
What interviews I'm finna do, what collabs I'm finna do. And then at the same token, me looking at the magazines, I'm like, you know, time passing. So it's little niggas that, you know, that was little niggas at the time that, you know, was it around a nigga, kind of not necessarily looking up to a nigga, but like big respect, like on some kind of big bro type shit, like a little bit. And I'm seeing them niggas, and now them niggas getting up there. And now them niggas coming on, you know what I'm saying, from like the Pesos and the Jeremy's and shit. I remember seeing them niggas, and you know what I'm saying, and watching them niggas' careers elevate to a whole new level. So now they inspiring me.
So that's you looking at it as like, that could be me when I get up out of here. Now I could blossom and bloom like so a
I'm
rose.
I'm looking like, he big bro now. Yeah, he big bro now. I like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, boss shit. You know what I'm saying? So it, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I got my guy. I know like we got automatically locked in, but you got to. You gotta want it for yourself, you feel me?
Yeah.
Motherfucker can't want it for you. You gotta want it for yourself. You gotta wanna put the work in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Make the moves like for yourself. Be willing to groove for yourself. That's just how that go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause he can want it all day unless I want it.
If you don't want it, you ain't gonna get it. Exactly. You gotta want it just as bad as the next person want it and put that effort into it just like they did it to get it.
Exactly. So once I put the plan together and I was talking to my little bro Jakar, you know what I'm saying? I was putting the plan together, shit like this. It was just like the music side. I freestyle everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't write nothing.
You can't
freestyle. No, sir.
Pass me that shit.
Yeah, so, hey, pass that to Max. Hey, he's my brother, Schoolboy Q, DJ. And I was coming on his blog just doing reactions. But now that I'm doing it with him, it's like, I understand this shit. I get it. You feel me? So now I know how to articulate myself when I talk. So at first, when I came in the game, I just let him talk to you niggas, and I'm like here just trying to hope and pray that I get an alley hoop and know what they talk about. And like, hey, yeah, I know about this. And he like, you get what I'm saying? So I get where you're coming from at that. Right, Terrell? Like, do you get the concept where I'm coming from?
When I first went in, like, cuz had really just started fucking with major labels and shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I said him the other day, I said, bitch, we did that Hoover video, bitch. You wasn't no Cuban links around you, nigga.
That nigga probably like, hold on, let me count this nigga pocket real quick.
Yeah, man.
Knock it off, man. I was just hanging out. Let me count this nigga pocket real quick.
I need one soon as I get on. I'm on that one.
So, I was happy for him, though. Like, I ain't, I want to see people elevate, my nigga. Like, I want to see this shit, if possible, nationally syndicated. You know what I'm saying? So the whole world looking at Back on Feed on some shit.
Right.
It's just like, that's just how my mind is, you feel me? But I knew at the time, I was always looking and I was mad at the world about my actions and my mistakes that got me in that motherfucking situation, cuz. You know what I'm saying? So it was always like, once I got to the point of, okay, I'm gonna do this. And like I said, I freestyle. It was some shit. I had been in that bitch kicking it. They had shit me, what was that? Oxford, Wisconsin. I had blew the yard at Beaumont. I blew that bitch. Yeah. Motherfucker was playing. And I fell out of place. They feel like because I went in the tank he was in, you the problem. Get the fuck up out of here. So they shit my ass to Wisconsin. And then the warden just so happened to know who I am. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They asked me to do a show for them people. And that really opened my eyes because they was like, they could never get nobody to come to their, you know, don't nobody in jail.
Yeah, they like, nigga, they gonna think we snitching, we doing this.
Nah,
and
it ain't that. No. It's hard. To get a full prison to participate in something like some shit going on. Ain't nobody going to that shit. Like, niggas is on the phone making money. Niggas is, you know what I'm saying? But when he asked me to do it, I had told him no. He was like, man, do it for me, man. I want my yard to have some activity. It's been COVID. It's been bullshit. What do they really appreciate? Right. So I ended up doing it because a bunch of niggas on the yard was asking me to do it. And the whole yard turned out. And, like, I got, like, standing ovation type shit. Like, they asked me to come back. And I'm like, damn, bro, they still know who, like, I am. Like, they still fucking with a nigga type shit. Like, motherfuckers like, hey, bro, you mind if I get a picture? And instead of, it's like, it started getting to me. That's coming close to getting home, you feel me? So I'm getting on the phone now versus just talking and rapping about what's going on. This shit. I'm cub, bitch. We finna do it.
Like, it's lit.
This is a story. This truth in the detail. I never told you this, right? But, right, like, I can't say right when my brother Schoolboy Q got on, but right after he got on, I started going to the studio and fucking with him and shit. And then he told me, I want you to be my hype man. I ended up going to jail after that. Right when I hit the first stage, I think it was, what's that shit called? The dub show?
Mm-hmm.
I go to jail after that for terrorist threat. They got my bail sky high.
Mm.
Shout out my sister SZA. She hit my DM like, what's up with you? You all right? My mama answered the DM. She like, I'm going to bail you out. But ain't knowing at the time, Q already just took care of this. You feel me? Because I told my mama the first month, I'm not going to bail out. I want to see what they're going to do is drop this case.
Yeah.
And I swear, this is truth in the detail. I was having dreams when you was with Tiger. I'm like, I'm supposed to be out there with the homie. Like, you had the Sorellas going, and I had a son Cassandra. I had a dream that I supposed to have been in the warehouse with you, and we was doing it. When I woke up, I'm like, damn, I'm really in jail. Like, and I knew that you out there doing it, Q doing it, everybody. So
this is what you're supposed to be doing.
This is where I'm supposed to be at, right? So when I woke up, I wiped my face, and I get chills. I swear to God, I get chills on my arm right now talking about this shit. And I'm like, damn. And I had a few fades to catch when I woke up, that's what really had my bag going, right? And they tell me I got a few more fades to catch, right? And I'm like, fuck. But after I caught them fades, and then Q bailed me out. He bailed me out. I told my mama, it's over. I've been here a month. I can't take it no more. I done fought over 100 times. I bailed out, right?
So basically, you know what he's talking about.
I can relate. I can relate to what he's talking about, because when he got out, that's when you came and picked me up in your Ferrari, and we went to Kylie and her mama, that little channel they had. I'm not for sure. I'm sorry, but I don't remember the channel, but her mama was on there.
Yeah.
We went from there, and then we came to your house, got the S550. You dropped the Ferrari off. You're like, yeah, we finna switch. You had to... That right there, that photo was inside the garage at the time, though. But it wasn't this photo. It was all around the wall. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, hold on. Sorry to cut you off. But see, this is about him right now.
It ain't about me.
Hold on. You see how much this thing is a bitch?
No, wait.
No.
You know what? I'm going to let him talk. And then I'm going to tell you what.
He's here. We talking to him. We don't care about your story. But look, no, bitch, we love
you. I'm glad they see this shit. Hey, truth in the detail.
We seen a whole lot from you, and I want him to explain.
That's what we don't care about. That's what we don't care about.
We seen a whole lot from you.
All I was saying was I can relate to what he's saying, because...
It took a whole lot for you to say that. Hold on, we're not talking about the Kardashians. I'm finna say, I'm a hoe.
Maxo, tell me. Since he's saying that you can tell me. Tell me I'm a hoe and that I'm just talking just to put my... Like, nigga, I'm already on a pedal.
The Charles Dwight shit was funny than a motherfucker.
Speak on it.
I feel what you was doing. But I feel what you was doing. I don't know, man. I'm just gonna say this.
No. Break it down. Please. Don't be ashamed of nothing. Shame me.
It was some homie shit, but
shame
I ain't gonna
lie. Shame.
Cause I came in, I looked at the room, I'm like, man, why the hell is Smack? He going on like a bitch. But then I'm like, he not going on like a bitch, because Charles White came on there and he was giving you the big ups. And I ain't gonna lie. You can't let nobody trick you out your spot. That's what Charles White do, my nigga.
Right. And he treat your bitch ass.
Put like this, bro. And Charles White said, like, bro. Like, let's say if I was just back in the day, I was back on that Maxo shit. You know what I'm saying? You think I'm gonna get into a Charleston White old ass? He's not out here stepping, he ain't, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, I wouldn't even waste my time on doing that. Like, that's what he do. But that's what I would say about Charleston White, too. Out of all the bullshit, you gotta win you through, because they be having some points.
Hello.
He be having some points.
Hello.
He has some points, correct. We know that.
Hold on.
When we was having some points and he was doing all that, what was this hoe doing?
It don't matter what I was doing. Laughing at you. Not laughing at what he's saying, but laughing at, like, bitch, you's a bitch and you ain't ready for him. That's what I was laughing at. Not that he said fuck the dead or fuck whatever you stand for or your family. No, I don't agree to that. I was laughing at you can't fuck with him, nigga. Get your bars up, nigga. We talked about this months ahead of time, nigga. Like, quit playing with me, nigga. You met your match. That's what I was laughing at. So when I was doing the I was laughing at what you gotta say. All you gonna say is, nigga, yeah, I'm on your daughter. And I'm like, okay, you did a little, you did one of those swings where you hit a nigga and you ain't looking. And you just,
And it caught him.
It caught him, but then he come back with the rebuttal and the rebuttal served you. It served me too at the end of the day. That's when I looked and I'm like, this bitch ass nigga got me in the twist. Like, you got what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you gotta let the record reflect. You're not ready for that dude. I don't give a fuck if you think you is. What you say? I have to go, yeah, you walked out 4-5 times and had to rebuttal and get yourself together. Like, phew, let me see. I'm going to go back in here. Like, keep it real. Then people know.
You can't beat the check, as they say, right? And you say you can't beat the check.
We can't beat the chat. Well, let's get back to my nigga, because he don't give a fuck about what you talking about.
See, I love
he don't give a damn about what you talking about. He just got out of jail.
Okay, can I say that?
Day, you talking
say
too loud.
Okay, can
you
say
fuck
that?
Around and get your ass booked. You're talking too loud.
That's what I don't care about. Win, lose, or draw.
We
nigga,
on the
team.
Who talking too loud?
I throw these things even when they broke, nigga. So quit playing like that.
No, hold up, Maxo.
I'm going to say this.
Hold on,
now I have a
Papa Poto.
Hell no, but Christmas, I think it was 2 days before
y'all
Christmas.
Y'all realize that fake brother fight where y'all about to wrestle?
Oh, no, no, it wasn't no fake about brother fight. It was some, he got mad that AD had told me, smack, it's all right. He said, you bitch ass nigga, don't nobody need to be hugging you. I jumped up in his face. I said, what you talking about? He like, nigga, fuck all that. It was finna go down. That went viral. That went and did millions of views. But as far as that, no. But you... I'm gonna leave it on.
Back
go ahead.
To my
we
boy.
Back on my boy. Yeah, ha ha. Back on my boy.
You fucked around and made about you with your ugly.
I
put your
I
hat
never
back
make
on.
It about me. I don't
your,
care
your
about
boosie,
me.
Your boosie fade fucked up. I put your hat back on. Bitch drunk. Took his hat off.
I was taking my hoodie off, bitch. I forgot to put that on.
Well, all right, we gonna get back to my boy, man, Cartel, one time. Make sure y'all like this video. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all like the video. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. If y'all
right
not
now.
Already subscribed to the channel, we need 200,000. We on the road to 200,000 subs
sure.
One time, man. We in this motherfucker doing it up, man. You feel me? So, bro, you still write rap? You feel me? Or did you get out prepared?
No, I got out freestyling. I'ma say it's some shit you couldn't prepare for, like that shit y'all talking about.
Yeah.
Like, some of these dudes, it's just was like fucking weird, bro. Like, that's a long time, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I missed whole COVID. I was gone the whole COVID.
Yeah.
I missed the George Floyd.
Yeah.
I missed all that Trump money they be talking about. I missed all, like
man,
I missed
PPP
a lot of
going,
shit, my
PPP
nigga.
Going.
I missed some shit, cuz. So yeah. It's like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga come home and whoop, and I see, like, the fashion different, the clothes different. I don't know what the world. I got to go invade this whole closet or see what's up. We finna take me shopping. We finna go, nah, you ain't finna have me out here.
Me.
Yeah, because I don't know what's going on type shit. Like, you feel me? Then I see, like, the trending shit on what's cool. You feel what I'm saying? And what's not? And I'm like, man, they got the rat shit cool. I'm like, nah. I'm like, it's niggas on here like your mans was on here talking about he gonna call the FBI on Boosie. I'm like, no. Like, what the fuck? Like that was cool. That's what fucked me up. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, he really, like, as far as internet-wise, lit type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Who?
Like,
who you talking about?
Charleston.
Okay, let the record reflect.
Lit type shit.
Yeah, let
and
the
I'm
record
like,
reflect.
Man,
yeah.
On his,
yeah, they don't fuck watched, with him.
I don't care if they fuck with him or not. Nigga, different folks. I fuck with him.
Yeah, all right, let's hold on.
And I'm just like... That nigga just said that shit. That nigga said that shit and got on something. Yeah, bitch ass nigga, Boosie, use the bitch. I'm finna call. I'm gonna put the FBI on you, hoe ass nigga. I'm like, oh shit, leave that nigga alone. I ain't that tough. I'm leaving nigga alone. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, damn, like, in my day and time, you that shit was never like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And then, like, especially where I come from, so it was just basically seeing all the different shit and being able to adapt. You know,
transition. You had
transition,
the transition.
Like,
you only missed 4 years.
Yeah, you know
and
what
how
saying?
She just sped
it,
up
it
that
just
fast.
Fucked me up. I get out and get on the gram and seeing like every bitch got a fat ass and a pretty face, not knowing that all these hoes got their bodies done.
BBLs,
using filters. Like
yeah.
These filters got these hoes fine and a mother. I'm sitting at that bitch. I'm cock hunting. Nigga dig on the rock.
Right.
I'm in every bitch DM thirsty
right.
Than a motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I had just came home, so it was just. Like I say, the transition, the adapting type part, you know what I'm saying? The music, I always knew I had this shit. Because the way I do it, like, can't no nigga sound like me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to sound like me, you're going to sound goofy because you ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was just like, can't no nigga, like, my cadence, I play, the way I come, I just knew, like, I knew this, I had my city. That was
right.
Never even a
That's
question.
That's locked in already.
That was never a question, you know what I'm saying? I was the man in my city before I ever rapped. You understand what I'm saying? So I had been, like Junior is a good friend of mine, you know what I'm saying? Like a brother,
right.
Jay Prince Jr.
Yeah.
So I had been around and seeing rappers come to the city and kicking it with different people from like Meek Mill and his camp and Drake and his camp and this and that. But I just wasn't no rapping ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, you know, I fuck with bro, we thugging, this, that, and other. Like he wanna go kick it, get drunk, this, that, and other. After this, I'm going to get me some money. Like I ain't I'm gonna fuck about no rap shit. Then I actually took my rap shit serious. You feel me? It's this. It was progressing, and then Cuz caught an eye to a nigga. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I ended up running into him. I think he had an album release shit, and I went there with Sauce. That's what I wanted. Cuz ended up running into him, and he was kicking it. Then he seeing what I got going on, but he seeing like I'm making the mistakes that he was making when he was first starting.
Right.
So he's like, let me get out of Cuz, put Cuz on game. Cuz, look, nah, don't do this, move like this. You know what I'm saying? It was just the different game, like the value of game the nigga was giving me, you couldn't buy. Because I was making a lot of dumbass mistakes, you feel what I'm saying? But I was a nigga trying to rap. I was a street nigga trying to rap instead of enveloping myself like a businessman, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Thinking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all this shit cool, all this shit live on the set, like, from the groove rug to the groove shoes to the groove, like, just everything is live. But at the end of the day, this a business, my nigga. This y'all business, you know what I'm saying? So y'all gotta handle this shit like a business before anything.
Accordingly.
And y'all just doing it right, and y'all doing it accordingly. It was like, but I'm pretty sure y'all didn't come off like that. Y'all had to come off learning. You know what I'm saying? You had to make some mistakes, bump your head a few times, and learn from this here, this here. Like,
yeah, still
so,
doing it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say it. I'm just transitioning for real into like the, well, I feel like I'm there, but I know he gonna say different, because this my baby and he full of shit.
So like him.
I'm gonna say I'm full business, 100% business, but he gonna say hell no.
And that's you know what I'm saying? So like, he full of business, like, and I'm gonna tell him you full of shit, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. So,
everything we doing is all business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we is who is, we from where the fuck we from. But as of the music shit and everything that we doing is all business. We done did all that shit, like, all the shit that these youngsters glorify and really like be trying to
push
nigga to live that shit, like for real.
Truth in the detail.
Like, for my homies and y'all, we got, you know what I'm saying? So shit, like, you trying to show them how to do it, like, you know, like, shit, you can fuck up, you can bounce back, get your life straight, and just focus on the business.
But it be fucking me up when the homies from the feds be calling and they be fucked up. Like, damn, bitch, you really got out there and really did it. Like, them niggas love me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be getting calls when niggas get to the halfway highs and like, boy, you the top, boy, you him down there, boy, you, but, and they be fucking with me because they be like, I was just you, I'm still you. It ain't like I was just you, I'm still you. I'm just getting to another level. Yeah. I'm showing you how far you can go, baby.
It's hey, hello.
When you gonna take off?
What's the best thing you didn't learn financially since you didn't bid out?
Stop wasting your money.
Yeah.
Don't waste your money. You know what I'm saying? Don't waste your money. Like, niggas waste a lot of money, you know what I'm saying, on bullshit. Like, get you some land, man. I say that all the time. Get you some land.
Man, fuck you, Texas.
Get you
Texas.
Some real estate. I know it. All that shit.
I know it.
Get you some real estate.
What's
get
wrong with some
money?
Land?
You know
Texas motherfuckers you know get to go no buy land. Some land.
Right.
They can't
that's
buy no land for sale.
Terrell say, y'all what you say? It's like 100,000 and up, Terrell.
Nigga, try buying some land out here.
Nigga, when well, I went look, I was telling my girl, let's go get some land out there. I'm talking about 10 acres with a lake.
Right.
Nigga, 15,000. Nigga, to like 45,000. They were like, we don't know. We don't know what to do with 10 acres. Blah, blah, blah. It was a whole excuse. 4 years come by. I look at that same property, nigga.
They got 1.2
million.
Yeah, man, fair to say.
That's how they do.
Houston and New LA, I've been told
that. That fast, homie.
We the New LA, man.
That's 1.2 million.
That's how that shit go, homie. I ain't gonna lie. Like, if you waste your time and you bullshit, you will miss out. Like, you will
shame
really,
on
like,
it'll
you
be shame
really
on
lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta capitalize on. Like, your income should be always invested in more income.
You know that's like saying? Him. He been telling me, like, bro, I'm finna leave you. I'm like, where you going, bitch? He's like, I'm finna buy a house in Texas. Nigga, he's like, what you doing? Like, bitch, I'm going with you. Fuck you mean where I'm going, bitch?
Yeah, he's like, leaving with me.
Yo, I'm going with you, bitch. I'm gonna be right around the corner or right down the street, bitch. But we in the same community, bitch. You lying to me, bitch. Yeah.
That's crazy, though. You just getting out. You should be picking up motion. You back with your boy. You talking about buying land. Like,
yeah, that's real. I want to be a real estate mogul. At the end of the day,
that's where the money at.
The rap and the music is cool, but it's just a step. You know what I'm saying? Like, Warren Buffett, he said, your first income is to invest in your second and your third income. Your second and third, your first, second, and third income will then become the investment to invest in your wealth, which is your fifth and your sixth and your, you feel me? Like, a nigga I got a lot of game from was Ross. Mm. Reading them books.
Shout out Ross.
Both them Ross books fucked me up, homie.
Damn,
they changed me, nigga. On my mama, nigga, them books changed me as a man. I felt like after reading that shit, I went from boy level to man level.
So tell me this. Since you read them books, what message that caught your eye and caught your ear when you was like,
crap that Ross book right there.
On my mama, bitch. I don't understand. On Granny and them.
It's written.
Nigga, I bought the book when I first bought it, nigga. By seven motherfuckers asked to read it. So I let them get their gab out, you know what I'm saying? And then I read that bitch and it fucked me up.
So tell me, and the Ross book, we just gonna say a Ross motherfucker.
If you ain't bought this bitch, you stupid. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't, this a bad motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real.
So look. Us showing you that Ross bus that he got. That's how you know he's a sharp dude.
You just put me in a bunk. Nigga, I remember why I was in here having this motherfucker in my hand. I'm under that bunk.
Not that book, because I don't know if you read that book, but whatever you read from Ross, what did you get out of it? Tell me, what did you get out of it that you took and you could apply to you and yourself and your family, your record label, your friends that you can use and bring to them? What did you get out of it?
No matter what, it's a way that you can get you some money and invest your money and to get more money. Stop making excuses, because, like, in the beginning of that book, it was about the COVID coming.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? He called it the fungus. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
I never read that book. Yeah, so you telling me something?
It was like the COVID hitting everybody. He was like, he already knew a lot of rappers was going to go broke. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, just luckily and blessedly, he used his family and his people around him to invest in, from wing stops to his sister having a car dealership to this. And he was like, he built his whole team up. And he made an example that stuck with me for the rest of my life. He said, so let's say all of my wing stop stores around the country shut down and just so happened nobody want to do a song with the biggest boss and all this. I'm just listening to him. I'm like, this nigga capped it a bit. But I'm listening to him. He talking real shit. And I'm like, he say, man, I built my team around me to where, like, I'ma always be able to come up. Because I'm not taking care of them. I put them in a position to where they can take care of themselves and the people around them. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there like, ooh, this nigga got a brain on him. This shit bigger than the Hustler song. This nigga got a brain on him. So every time I'm reading this shit, I'm calling cuz. I'm getting on cuz at. Like, bitch, what you doing?
Yeah.
He whoop, man. This, that, another. I'm sick of this label. Nah, nigga, they might see something in you don't see in yourself.
Hello.
You got to deal with them. Use them to the fullest potential.
I know.
You got to be like,
the richest rappers during the COVID. As a matter of fact, during COVID, I think we had a rich nigga in the city competition.
Hello.
We was getting it like that.
Hello.
And I'm sitting here telling the nigga, like, shit, bitch, you got to deal with it right now, so deal with it the right way.
Uh-huh.
If you got to deal with it until you're done, deal with it the right way. And he just happy. You know what I'm saying? He started looking at this thing. I'm like, well, what you got going? What's it? I'm going to be on your ass like you going to be on my ass.
Fair
to
say.
You know
what I'm
saying? My brother going to correct
you.
You can't have
nobody around you that's a yes man. Like,
hell no.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
hell no.
We don't even rock like that. Like, how we come, like, we discipline eyes, bro. So, shit, like just how, like, we cool. We got to come out to the table with us. I'm telling you, exactly what you did, bitch. You was out there, you bogus on shit. If you was like that, then shit, we get that together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Fair to say.
That's how that shit go.
Hell yeah, this book, Rick Ross is, he called.
Yeah, like he liked it. Like, you gotta understand, I ain't know he was that fucked up till that Hustling song from the first book type shit.
Right.
So, reading that and remember just going, being where I was in life, listen to that nigga, it's just, it was like, damn, okay, cool. I'm like, okay, that nigga really did do something. And watch this, like, just the different levels. You gotta use niggas' lives as an example. Like, I use Cuz life as an example. From back when he was starting, and then he had started doing the songs with Fredo Santana, rest in peace, the homie, and started doing this and this and this and this. Like, I'm watching. I gotta learn, because if I'm not learning, I'm losing.
Hello.
You gonna take one of them L's.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna learn or you gonna lose.
That, like, part.
So, shit, I'm just sitting here learning I'm learning from y'all. I'm like, okay, this podcast shit cool. I see they whoop, this, that, that. I'm learning from you, nigga. I don't give a fuck how you feel about it. Nigga.
Hello.
I'm getting the game.
Hello.
You know, now, you can, can choose to learn from me whether you want to or not, but if you don't, that's your loss, baby.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna move like that. So, yeah, man, just financially, man, it's just, and when you move right financially, more financial opportunities come your way.
Man,
you
know that's, what I'm saying? That's,
like,
truth in
more
the detail.
Money come your way, my nigga.
For
like,
sure.
It's bigger than just You know what I'm saying? Getting the money. What you gonna do with the money? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have $10 million and not be a millionaire.
Hello.
You just got $10 million.
Yeah. What you gonna do? What you gonna apply it to?
You know what I'm saying? A millionaire is a motherfucker that made millions. You got that $10 million and you ain't got that millionaire mindset, you gonna be right back to the same nigga you was before you had the money.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's get to that.
That's just what I be on. I be on some next level shit, cuz on the shit. I fuck with it.
I need you to come back here. I need you to come back here at least
I'm gonna come back 10 months
from now, because I want to see if you on the same shit. Because right now,
he's gonna be on the same shit, or he's gonna be on some better living shit right now. He on his Rick Ross look. I bought that book from jail.
I love that part. That's like this. Nigga don't know this, the shoes that I bought in jail.
Yes.
Right, cuz they put some money on my books.
Yes.
The shoes that I bought to work out in jail, I still work out with.
Right now on the streets, as you hear.
Yeah.
That part.
I still work out with them same shoes on. Cuz it's a reminder, the same gray shirt that I wore, I still wear that same gray shirt. Nah, with them sweats and shit. No. I still got the shorts.
Why you wearing that shit?
What sign are you? No homo shit. No Diddy. What sign are you?
Why you wearing that?
No. What you mean? What sign are you? When I say what sign are you, mean like, what's your, I'm Scorpio. I'm November. That's what I mean.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay.
Sure. Me and Jay-Z
the same. What the fuck that
thing
got to do with anything? Nigga trying to get at me.
No, I'm not.
That's a freaky ass question.
That nigga went to free parties.
Now you said your narrative.
My nigga talking about Rick Ross.
I understand that, but what I mean by that, because when I'm listening to what he's saying about the whole Rick Ross story, I'm like, I feel you. Like, you feel me? I'm a Scorpio, nigga. You got what I'm saying?
So
what I mean by that?
Can feel what
no, bro. Cause yeah, you right. Yeah, only Scorpios can feel what I feel, because the shit you talk about and the sign you is, I don't give a fuck about. You say, and I be like, that's what I don't care about, Terrell. No, we on my sign. That's what we do. That's what we don't care about, Terrell. But I'm saying, I feel him, everything he just was saying. Like, I can relate to that because I look at you as like that, nigga.
Oh, so you felt it on a spiritual level.
Oh, so spiritual shit. Like, I look at you like that. Like, bro, Terrell got
Paul.
Me.
No, bro, what's up,
what
Sean?
What I mean by that is, like, you gave me the game. Shout out Schoolboy Q. He gave me the game, right? Boop, I took everything and I strived to it and everything. Boom. Then I start working with you and doing business with you. And you start, I'm like, Terrell, hold up. You like, bitch, you got this. You gonna handle your candle the way you handle it. And due to you, it's just difficult. Like, I feel what he's saying.
Bitch, you drunk, man.
Wow, you wanna say.
What are you talking
basically
about?
Basically, I was saying, bitch, you taught me a lot of shit that I didn't know.
Okay.
And that what he's saying, he didn't know. Rick Ross taught him. That's what I was saying. Okay, so let's keep it clean. Don't say I'm drunk. All right. Keep it clean.
You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, big bro. I come in peace. I don't mean no harm and no malice, Terrell.
This nigga, he laughing.
Yeah, I'm laughing. Yeah, he laughing because he like, damn. Like,
he got a sober mind right now, too. You feel me? Are you on for federal parole?
Nah, I'm on, you know, I ain't no parole. I'm on most probation.
Right.
Man, I ain't 70, nigga. Like, goddamn. They killed that shit in the 90s.
I'm on probation. Cause you can't.
I'm on federal probation, but they know I'm in the music industry. My judge had put it to see, cause they at first they just thought I had all this money and all this, and I had to provide financial records. Cause she was like, nah, if you getting a lawyer and we paying for it, and you got the money to pay for your own lawyer, we gonna book your ass. So when I brought my financial documents and shit like that to the courtroom, she was like, okay. Then I told her right then, I'm like, you know, this is how I make my living. I don't want to get out of prison, and they try to put holes and stipulations. And my judge told me after. Back. Nah, you're going to be able to do whatever you need to do to make money and provide for your family. And this is what you do. You do music, keep doing music. Just don't be around no guns and don't be around no, you know, just, you know what I'm saying? And make sure you keep it A1 with your probation officer. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's you feel what like you're on jail on the streets?
Nah, the feds. This the thing with the fed probation. It depends on who your probation officer is, but they going to give you a long enough rope to hang yourself. I done have niggas that I done met and ran into that was back in jail on violation while I'm doing time. I was like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. It felt like I forgot I was on probation. I'm like, damn, nigga. He was like, nah, I was checking in once every 3 months. You know, I'm like, damn, like they let you thug like that. Yeah, I can travel. I can go anywhere I want in the world. They don't care. I ain't got to pee. I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit, it's on what you doing, man. I got too much time to make up for to be on bullshit. You feel me? So it's just like a nigga went to a labor meeting today, and the only thing that was playing in my mind was like the first time I decided I was going to get my own studio, when I was running to this pawn shop buying equipment, doing that the whole time I'm walking through this label building. I'm sitting here thinking about this shit and it's fucking with me. Like, so this is where I'm at today from that. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing that, you know, a lot of niggas do that. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of niggas that have put a lot. It's niggas that ain't had millions invested into them that ain't shit today because, you feel what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, I'm here. I'm at this point. And I got my whole state behind me. It's bigger than the city. I got my state behind me. Like, the state of Texas is with me. You know what I'm saying? And shit, it just feel good, my nigga. It feel good. I ain't got time to be fucking with no probation or no bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
That's just, low budget. That's
yeah,
out.
Bro.
How does it feel to have a newfound friend? You know what I'm saying?
This motherfucker ain't no newfound friend. Right. We arguing and fight every goddamn day. This nigga here, like, this is my baby now. Nah. This shit over with.
Like me and this bitch.
I be dropping them, though.
Austin that day you sitting down, I caught him lacking. He ain't that big. All right, bitch. All right. Yeah, that's my baby. That's my baby.
Nah, you ain't whooping this nigga, man. You ain't whooping this nigga. You asked me, did this nigga ever have a fight? Y'all ever had a fight?
Right. Hey, y'all ever had a fight?
I'm about to whoop him.
But you have it. Y'all ain't touch each other.
I'm about to whoop him a week ago.
But did y'all touch each other?
Did y'all whoop Lord?
Did y'all touch each other, Maxo?
Ooh, nah, I ain't get to that point.
That's what I'm saying. Me and him didn't. We just, it was there face to face. And he was like, nigga, up. I'm like, nigga, up.
Oh, this fool brought it up on the screen.
Look, here he go. Look, that's what I'm saying. This nigga right here.
Oh, y'all did it online?
No. This nigga right here.
I ain't gonna be fighting online, man.
Hey, look, it's real. Look what I tell you. Look, nigga, who play with me, nigga? Hey, I'm finna knock him out right. I'm finna hit him with the right left, right. They grab me. Well, like, hold up, man. Hey, I had to do it for you. They grab me. Hey, look, AD got me. Look, I'm like, watch out. Let me get to him, man. I'm finna knock this nigga out. They quit playing with me. Look, he calm. He looking like old dog in the video. I'm like, Nico, come outside.
Hey, who that yelling with that one?
Come outside.
That's burnt out, homie.
Yeah, that was burnt out, though.
That's burnt out.
That was a fake narrative, y'all, so don't take it and go to Reddit, though. I just painted the narrative because y'all couldn't hear it. Yeah.
That's burnt out.
We was burnt out.
But it is legendary for y'all to be sitting here together still after all y'all niggas then went through. You feel me? Your boy did some time for that shit. You know, it was just a whole bunch of shit going around from that shit. You actually didn't went to jail on some other shit, you know, coming back. But, you know, just y'all sitting here together, that shit is legendary. Like my boy said, he was in jail, he was doing it up. His mind frame started changing about a lot of shit. And it's just everything coming to fruition. You walking in these labels, you seeing these people, like, shit, like, happening right in front of your face. Like, all those shits is real crazy signs of, like, it's the success is coming, but it's all, like, what you gonna do with it. And are you gonna stay? You know what I'm saying? Are you gonna stay focused? And I get that a lot too when I'm doing this shit. Like you said, like we came to this motherfucker crazy. Not really, you know, being going crazy, not really just paying attention to this shit.
Yeah, we came in it not knowing
what this shit is and not knowing what's going on with this shit. Like, but
no, you did because I'm gonna take that and I'm gonna change your narrative, Terrell. We can't say we came into this shit. When you say that, that means back on Fig, right? Like, we came in it knowing what we was doing because we was on dude shit. So you already had the perspective. You already had all the narrative set. So you can't say we didn't come in here like we just didn't know what we were doing and we blew up.
I mean, kind of not. No. We kind of didn't.
But I'm just talking to you, big bro. Like, too much you came in it because you already been through it. When you've been through it, you already know what the change. Like, oh, I did that and it worked for me. This is going to, you know what I'm saying? So you came in it with the plan.
But we didn't, well, we didn't come in it knowing we was going to be here.
Oh, yes, we did. I did, because you told me on the phone.
Bro, I said, we going to do it. We going to be big, but I didn't know we was going to be here.
Like, I did, and that's what's different. Like, you didn't, but I did, because I already knew. You was big at the time before the YouTube shit. I was big at the time before we started the YouTube shit, so it was only destiny. Like, we was going to already make it there. Like, you get what I'm saying? He didn't know, but
you
I
gotta
knew.
Stay down
listen,
for the come up.
Listen, he told me the first day on the mic, he said, hey, Smack, he told me a week before, he said, we ain't gonna get no money. We ain't making no money right now. He said, all you gotta do is stay down, stay down. I'm like, nigga, I'm here, nigga. He showed me every day. Look, we did this many views. We did this many comments. We did this. We made this. We made this. And everybody tried to say, oh, Smack ain't on the LOL. But Smack know everything about the LOL, even if y'all don't think
LLC,
I know about
it. LLC, bitch.
LOL was laughing out loud. But you know what I mean? But he showed me all this, but everybody got their narrative. I respect it, though. But he showed me, like, hey, Smack, look. Whoop, he even told me, and this truth in the details, they going to rewind this and play it back and be like, he's not lying. He said, bro, I give you 100, 200, whatever you need. I'm like, I don't want nothing. If I need it, I'm going to be like, Terrell, I need it, right or wrong. I said, I'm going to tell you. He like, no, I'm going to pay you this, even though we ain't making nothing. I said, I don't want it.
Right.
If I need it, I'm going to call you. Terrell Meach, I need it. I'm doing bad. I never called that nigga. Now we start getting this. He like, hey, bitch, here we go.
Okay, man, shut your motherfucking
ass up.
Why
you do that?
You man, shout out to everybody.
No, Terrell, bro, that's out of pocket,
man.
That's out of pocket.
That's out of pocket. Free the homies, man.
You out of pocket. Wow.
Free little joy, man.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody in this motherfucker. Make sure y'all like the goddamn video, man. Subscribe to the channel if you ain't already subscribed. I got my Texas partners in the building with me one time. Cartel in the building with me one time. Max on this bitch one time. You know what I mean? You need some more?
Goddamn right.
You know what I'm saying? Here, don't let this nigga park here.
That's fucked up, bro.
Yeah,
like,
we done heard the same story 19,000 times.
I don't care, nigga. I let you get.
Okay. You know what I'm
but
saying? Hold on.
Cut me off.
I love you.
That means shut
like
up,
the
smack.
Video. Yep.
Like it. Like the video, subscribe, tell them back on feed. We done did 3 up out this motherfucker on Monday. You know what I mean? We got my boy Max up in here. You know what I mean? We got my other boy. You
cartel
like
this bitch.
Cartel
in
this bitch. No
huh?
Disrespect, no malice meaning, no harm. Hey, we got cartel up in this motherfucking capital. Do you feel me? I didn't mean no harm, no malice to nobody. So please don't go to Reddit and
hunt
try to bleed
me. Hunt
your
motherfucking heart on this nigga, man.
Put the motherfucking bananas in the chat.
We been right now. I've been doing unreleased music, man. If y'all got some unreleased music, we can play on this motherfucker. You feel me?
Cartel, you got some?
You know what I mean?
Unreleased music. So you got some?
I got some shit. I got some.
We can email. We can play.
You ain't got to. It's a
Nah, I ain't bougie like that.
No, I ain't saying that.
I really got some shit.
Yeah.
And I got the problem about that call. I hit both of y'all about this shit.
Yeah, you
my
did.
My schoolboy. What schoolboy at?
Yeah.
Schoolboy, where school you boy. At?
Where you at?
Hey, Q up. Tap in, Max. So, hey, tap in.
I hit every TD, everything I knew.
Tap
but I fuck with schoolboy, though. Schoolboy, real nigga. We got that shit 3 a.m. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out my brother, schoolboy Q. I love you, bro.
I'm amazing.
Real.
And really underrated, I spoke on enough.
Yeah.
By how much the influence and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like me and Q similar with the, we niggas from where we from. We bang that, but shit, we got that whack crowd that crossover shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't really don't bring that shit up. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, salute him. But nigga, get on my album, I ain't gonna bring them no more.
We need some unreleased, man. We need some unreleased. And before we get out here too, and we've been asking everybody the you know, the viral question. You know what I'm saying? J. Cole and Kendrick, homie.
Yeah.
Man, what the fuck they got going on? I caught the bass here.
What the fuck they got going on?
I don't really do the internet shit, bro.
Man, but how you feel? How do you feel about it, though?
He
don't
know
what the fuck going on. I'm trying to see.
Because
Kendrick did the shit on the Future shit.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, damn, okay, where that come from?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, okay. Then, you know, J. Cole, you know, he fucked with the homies, so it's all the back little. So I'm like, okay, well, he responded, and I'm like,
Where that come from?
You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, shit, what the fuck going on? I'm lost.
Okay.
Because it's like, bro just up and said some shit?
Right.
I don't understand what, what's going on.
No.
All I'm hearing is the songs, and I'm giving this a rating and this a rating.
That part. Max O'Cream. Now you clean it up for him. What's going on? Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm going to say this. Everybody know Kendrick one of my favorite. I did the Rigor Mortis. This really got me like. I did the Bachelor's Feel Like a Dragon. I'm laughing at all you facts. I'm hoping. J. Cole, my nigga. I was on FaceTime with J. Cole today.
Okay.
Talking
okay.
about seeing him in the Maybach and shit like that. It's rap, but you just gotta look at it like this. Like, they both cold. They both do what they do.
Yeah.
But, like, just because Kendrick, like, they think, like, you know what I'm saying? Kendrick grew up with the motherfucking Power Rules and Company. You don't even got to you. Growing up with niggas is different, so he attacks shit from a Cali standpoint. Yeah. So when he come, he pop it like that. He literally, I'm the king of New York.
And he stand on business.
That's how he do it. J. Cole, lyrical sellout shit, without that shit. And J. Cole, like, they ain't really him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, boy, even Kendrick said, maybe I ain't mature enough when Kanye West and Drake squash it. That ain't Kendrick to come being like that, but that is Cole to come and squash some shit and be like that and stand on his kind of business. And I applaud him on that. Cause I tell him all the time, I ain't mature enough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't. But like, right. You know what I'm saying? See him do that, so yeah.
I don't never
and think. I ain't getting no shit picking no guy.
I ain't like, it's like that shit with like wrestling. Like, you know that shit ain't real, but it's entertaining.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? I don't think them niggas like, come on, man. Them niggas ain't got no real.
I mean, we would have loved for them to go back and forth because we know them niggas weren't finna do nothing to each other. It's
yeah.
all rap.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know
it's
what
all
saying?
Content.
I don't know how to flex shit.
Like, we say YouTube. Right,
like, maybe I'm not mature or none of that, bro.
No.
You can do that shit.
It depends on
who. Go back and forth with a nigga.
It depends on who you is, because if you know what time it is and you on that, I ain't finna. I'm gonna send a blitz. But if you on some rapper shit,
and no, what niggas on some rapper shit, but on some Charleston White rapper shit and raps.
No, y'all, that's just y'all narrative. It's Big Three. It's Woo Wop, and me. Nigga, fuck the Big Three. Nigga, it's just yeah, Big B.
I feel you. But Matt So Cream, nigga, fuck who?
That's who happened, nigga? Big Three.
And nigga, tell me no, but nigga, you can't say fuck
man,
me to
all
know,
artists.
Shit like that.
Yeah. This is the
that's
entertainment
why I don't
industry.
Me, bro. I don't
they are
me.
Artists. They doing exactly what they want to do. Break the internet.
Shout out Cole.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Kendrick.
Like a motherfucker. That's yeah, all
bro, it's
to
crazy
do.
Though. It take like shit. The top niggas, least, like I don't lie. Hip hop always been competitive. The top niggas going back at it. I feel like at first niggas was scared. You feel me? See, the top niggas going back at it. Shit, let them niggas go.
Yeah, damn. Let them go.
That shit crazy.
But they had an agreement. We was in here talking to Mozzie. We had a disagreement because he like after he said they put the batteries in his back allegedly. That's like if Terrell tell me, oh, a YouTuber dissed you, smack, you need to say something. And I'd be like, no, I ain't on that. I come in peace. And then I let Terrell pump me up and I go in there and I'd be like, yeah, you heard me? Fuck that YouTuber, nigga. Back on Fig, nigga. Number one podcast in the world, nigga. Truth in the details. We this. We that. And then a nigga come back, he's like, damn, like, come on, you know what I'm saying? So, like, they put the batteries in J. Cole back. Kendrick came and let the record reflect off the top, like, hey, fuck you, Big Three, nigga. Yeah, it's Big Me. And then he came with that, then apologized. That make him look like suspect. It's like, hold up, why you gonna say what you gonna say, but then come back when you hit the big stage?
Because he ain't no,
I couldn't
man.
Sleep.
You nah, know, bro, nah, because nah, Cole, man.
Cole ain't no, like, he
shout
ain't on that.
Okay, well, don't let them gas you up, nigga.
When I say he ain't on that, like, we talking about Kendrick, homie.
What do that mean?
You talking about a nigga that's, like, street gang, this, that, actual, like, this kid.
But
you
okay.
got an artist that I don't know as far as, like, his childhood, how he grew up, what he
so
got.
So stay in your lane.
No.
That's
no,
in your lane,
no,
bro.
No, that's
it's
not what I'm
that,
saying.
Bro.
I'm saying, like, he's an artist. And he's a great, one of the greatest of all time. He's being an artist. So it could be friendly competition.
Well, don't bow down when
man,
you say that.
Not you
bow
not
down.
J. Cole. He not J. Cole. He came to my album release party, goddammit. He pulled up on me. I can FaceTime him. He can pick the fuck up. You ain't President J. Cole.
That's
FaceTime him right now.
Right now, nigga. Because I'm down TV, nigga.
I called him early.
Yo,
I don't know that shit. Pull up FaceTime early.
Yo, fuck all that. FaceTime now. I ain't gonna do
FaceTime right now.
That's on my mind. No. He was trying to pick me up the whole 4 days I was in tape. Didn't I tell you
man,
that?
Ain't nothing wrong with
competition. No.
That's friendly.
I'm just gonna say this. J. Cole did what he did. That's my nigga.
And I respect him, but I'm saying stand on business. Don't come in and have a rebuttal after you said what you said.
He stood on business. He told us a cohesive album.
No.
He told you. He said, I'm trying to make a cohesive album. It's just one song I hate. Then he gave Kendrick his props. let them do that. They ain't want to go back and forth. Bro, that's how you try to make a nigga squabble that day. They ain't going to squabble. But see, when that shit kind of happened, that's when I come out my shirt. But I ain't come out
I'm not going to respect you. Like, now you come out your shirt. I been told your bitch ass squabble up.
No, hold on. Mean, you trying to fight it that don't want to fight that. I'm going to take his pay. But I'm not taking no goddamn pay.
No, but let's just say this. Let's just say this then. He actually, if we put it in fade perspective, he went and he ran his fade.
He's supposed to.
Come on!
J. Cole, he ran his
fade. He ran his fade.
He apologized.
We all do the same thing, but when you're in that county jail and you ain't got to shake, he ain't got to shake, you going to squabble up. And we're not shaking our hands. No, that's what we do.
We're going to beat each other to death. I mean, I'm talking about our enemy.
I'm just saying, my enemy.
I fight a friend of my partner. They don't want me to do nothing.
What they got to do with J. Cole and Kendrick?
We just talking right now.
So does J. Cole tell me what they ran the fame?
Right. So I get what they saying.
So we right.
Yes, but I was saying, I was trying to get in there.
We right.
We
If you put it like that, Kendrick threw a blow. He threw one back. He ran a fade. He said, "I don't want to take no more fades."
But no. That's what all in there. I'm glad you brought it back up, and I'm glad I'm back on my shit. Here you go. Boom. Okay. Boom. Now, if I fade you, Terrell, right? Fade you as a homie. Whether you win or I win, it don't matter. And then I come back like, oh. Like, nigga, that fade don't even matter because, bitch, that was the fade was for. So we ain't got to talk about this. We ain't got to never say nothing. Nigga, I said what I said. I stand on what I said. You said what you said. That's what made me have a rebuttal to what you said. So I stand on business.
Also, I get what you're saying.
Now so, you want to go back to my producers and all them saying this. All right,
I get what you're saying. So you ran a fade. We ran a fade. And then we both stand on it.
We stand on business.
We don't say sorry.
You don't say sorry, nigga.
I get what you're saying.
Like, nigga, we don't say sorry.
I get what you're saying.
Ain't nothing wrong with a grown man apologizing.
No, it is something wrong with it, nigga. It is something wrong in my eyes. Because, nigga, if me and you right now get into a fight, whether you win or I win, I'm going to respect you as a man. What's understood ain't got to be explained. Mm-hmm. If I got to explain what's understood,
so you ain't that never... might be his character. He still ran the fight. But, nigga, get out there, he run the fight.
But I'm not.
I'm not doing that. I ain't apologizing no nigga. But that's how Carter is, though.
Me and Maxo caught a fight, but... Maxo, I'm sorry, my nigga. I didn't mean that shit. That's weird to me.
You can say that.
I'm not gonna say that. So I'm saying.
Bro, you LA is not homies like that. You LA is not homies from the city. They don't get down, but they really don't be in. They be the good niggas and all kind of shit.
The same set. J. Cole from somewhere else. Kendrick is from Compton, aka Bompton, Home Bloods on Power Road.
But so you can get down with your homie. You can get down with your homie.
I got down with your brother.
Who won?
I was loaded. It was my birthday, and I fired on windows walking to his car. And when we got to his car, I fired on it, and he fired on me like, bitch, you just hit when my car. And we got to squabbling. I lost. I had a big-ass black eye, a broken ankle. Nigga, I'm out there like this, nigga. And he still took me home and got me into my house, made sure I was straight. When I woke up the next morning, I'm like, you bitch-ass nigga, but I love you. Because you get what I'm saying? That was my homie.
And you know what you did?
What I do?
I love that you brought that up.
Yes, what
you
I do?
You apologized like a bitch.
We're going to end this stream like that. Okay, no. Because I did.
We're going to end this stream like that.
I said,
why are you hollering? Why are you hollering?
Okay, I did bust his window, so I did.
A little back on field.
I socked your window. Hey, I socked your window, and I'm like, damn, who? Hey, on 5-1 Troubles, I apologize. But it already happened, so now we locking. Nigga, you got the. I'm drunk. I'm loaded. That's my brother.
But you just apologized, correct?
But that's different. Different different folks. Hey, back on field. We got Max O'Cream. We got my boy, Mexican. See, come on, you guys want to laugh at me.
Hey, Southern Money Music Group, man.
Hey, no, hold up, Maxo Creep. Wait, big bro.
He tired of you on his phone.
Man, what was it?
Mexico, looking at Instagram.
What's his name? Cause see, I'm fucking nigga, all the time. I don't mean
everything
no
but cartel.
Cartel.
That nigga called me the syndicate, the Mexican mafia.
Hey, cartel.
That nigga called me some
disrespect,
man.
Just let me do it.
Like I said, Maxo Cream, Cartel, I don't mean all right,
let me do it.
No,
you know what I mean? We in this building, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you like this video one time, you feel me? Make sure you subscribe to the channel. We doing it like that. We got my boy Cartel in the building, you feel me? With Maxo one time, you feel me? All the way from Texas fucking with us. Like I said, this is legendary, even though, you know what I'm saying, we talking some bullshit in here.
It's all good. Don't let the record reflect.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do that, but you know what I'm saying? Make sure you log on to minimal.la one time, you feel me? Make sure you use our code FIGG20, get 20% off one time, whole fit minimal if you just want to let the record reflect one time or just sit it right here. Prize Picks, man, make sure y'all go download the app and use our code BOF, you feel me, to double your deposit one time. Make sure you go do that. And Mr. Mushy, you can't forget about Mr. Mushy. You want to be off, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Wait. You want to see the sun and the moon and the whole little
black
star.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Yeah, hey, you know what I'm saying? Use our code, man, BOF15 for 15% off the whole site, man. Yeah, man, we got my boy Maxo here. Like I said, man, I appreciate my boy for always coming through. Yeah, and he did do some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? The last time I was, you know, he was out here, he called me on the platform with that other nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, dude, he called you a dude.
What's up with this nigga?
Yeah, he called you a dude on
that. Yeah, called me with a dude on the day.
Why the hell you got your little pages? T-Roy was not there.
Hold on.
What's wrong with you? He's like, yeah, I know, cuz, but fuck Adam. I'm gonna kick him in his white ass.
This nigga Max over here playing both sides. I hope you don't take my nigga ball over there, though.
Whoa. He said,
I brought Bo Hill. Bo was already over there.
That's what he said. Hope you don't take
him. Oh, he was at no jump already?
By his head.
Let the right run play.
This nigga, he said, I don't know what y'all got. But he on Instagram.
I don't know.
All kind of shit.
You shame on you. Hey. You know you my brother, but shame on you.
I'm the one trying to line it up when I came up here, but the person I was supposed to line up, he went to jail.
I know.
But you know
who is he gonna line it up with?
Who?
Dude. I ain't gonna say his name. His name Dude. Dude, who you talking about? He went over there by himself and then, you know what I mean? Who is he gonna line up? Because I was on my feet. I swear to God.
He was lining up with
Nah, I was gonna take that fade because I was going to feet.
Adam?
Yeah, I was gonna take that fade.
Should I call Adam on now?
That's what my mama.
Man, shout out y'all, man. I'm back on Fig. I love y'all for tuning in one time, man. We gonna get up out of here every Monday and Friday, man, at 4 p.m., man. Tune in, man. I fuck with y'all, man. We be back. Yeah.